The president of the European Union, Donald Tusk, extended an olive branch of sorts on Monday, writing on Twitter that although the bloc will not renegotiate the deal, it would discuss how to facilitate UK ratification while also discussing preparations for a no-deal scenario. Mrs. May acknowledged that there remains widespread and deep concern over plans for the Irish border, but she insisted that her plan was the best deal that can be negotiated. She said she wanted to win more assurances from Brussels to help sell her proposal to skeptical lawmakers. Most analysts believe that European leaders are highly unlikely to reopen the 585-page legally binding withdrawal deal. And so Monday's move could simply delay the inevitable reckoning over an agreement that has united significant numbers of lawmakers of different views in their opposition. Steve Baker, a member of the European Research Group, an alliance of pro-Brexit conservative lawmakers, said postponing the vote would amount to essentially a defeat of Mrs. May's agreement with the European Union. The terms of the agreement were so bad that they didn't dare put it to Parliament for a vote, he said on Twitter. This isn't the mark of a stable government or a strong plan. Mrs. May did not say when she wants to hold a new vote on her plan. Her only hope, a slim one, is that some new declaration from Brussels, or perhaps a scary drop in the pound or the financial markets, will persuade her rebel lawmakers to fall into line. The financial effects of the uncertainty are being felt already, as the pound sterling fell on the international currency markets. Carolyn Fairbairn, Director General of the Confederation of British Industry, warned that unless a deal is agreed quickly, the country risks sliding toward a national crisis. Mrs. May's announcement came hours after the European Union's highest court ruled that Britain could legally cancel its decision to leave the bloc and remain under its current terms, throwing a lifeline to those who still hope to reverse the withdrawal. The decision from the European Court of Justice confirmed a recommendation last week by one of the court's senior legal advisers. Mrs. May started the two-year exit process under Article 50 of the European Union's treaty in March of 2017. She has vowed to carry out the will of voters who narrowly approved withdrawal from the Union in a 2016 referendum. But the European Court ruled that Britain could withdraw its Article 50 submission before the March 29 withdrawal date, as long as it did so in accordance with the country's democratic and constitutional arrangements, and communicated the decision in writing. The reversal would not require the approval of the 27 other member countries, the court said.